This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Twin Cities musician Greg Brown and Trenton Perry may seem an odd pairing. Brown came of age during the late 60s hippie movement. Perry grew up in the 90s, enamored with Blink 182, among others. They've recorded a couple albums and occasionally performed together. Their latest collaboration, Ancient Now, Simple Secret, is a collection of songs, poems, and improvisations, and a timestamp of Greg Brown's music of yesteryear brought to light with collaborator Perry. The duo dropped by the GLT studio to talk with John Norton about their music, where Brown chuckled when asked if he ever left the Summer of Love.
Well, yes, I was marked by that. In fact, I do my song 1967 that Trent and I have worked a version of, and it's up on the Bandcamp. I say that I was 18 in 1967. So I was young and impressionable teenager when this incredible music was hitting the world, the world was hearing Jimi Hendrix for the first time, and the world was hearing Light My Fire by the Doors for the first time, and so I was marked by it, though I wasn't a musician till later in my life.
It's a lot later in your life, right?
Yeah, yeah, I was in my 40s before I realized, I found everything came together for me to figure out that I could do this and begin.
Well, hold that thought. Let's play a bit of 1967. This is, you recorded this a couple of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the previous album.
In 1967, I was 18 years old. I was 18 when 67 took hold.
The song is 1967. It's from the album Ancient Now, B, Greg Brown, Trenton Perry. Before we get to talk about the new album, Trenton,
mm-hmm.
you are collaborating with Greg, and you have been for, what, up to 10 years now?
Yeah, about 10 years.
What is the draw to Greg?
I always thought of it as kind of like an open canvas for me to just experiment and elaborate on different instruments. He gives me a good foundation, like especially when he plays his mountain dulcimer. He'll just be strumming, you know, the same chord, or it's very droney, and I can, you know, find melodies within that. Just see, like, let my imagination kind of.
Well, let me put you on the spot. I just asked Greg if he was never left the Summer of Love, right?
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you were born quite a few decades later.
Yeah.
Are you a man out of your time as well?
I've been told that, yes, that I'm an old soul pretty much my entire life, so. Like, maybe I was born in the wrong decade or something,
yeah.
You know?
Let's get to the new album, the one that caught my ear just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, I gotta get these guys on. It's called Ancient Now, Simple Secret, a play similar name to the last album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the title track, Simple Secret.
There is a simple secret at the heart of music. There is a simple secret at the heart of music.
Greg, the lyric in there, there is a simple secret in the heart of music.
Yeah.
It's a secret, because I don't know what that secret is.
I mean, to kind of tease people,
yeah.
You know? I mean, to kind of, it's evocative, and I say it over. I mean, that's the only line in the whole song. There is a simple secret in the heart of music. And so I meant to kind of, people, what is it, you know? Well, just kind of play with the mystery of it, or the, you know, I got some ideas about it, of course. And there are clues or ideas that in my spoken word piece, improvisational music.
There is a simple secret at the heart of music.
You alluded to an approach to improvisational music, another song on this album. Love this.
Wow.
It's spoken word, and it just really gets into a groove, right? How much of the song is improvised?
Pretty much everything on my end would be improvised. But Greg, just the spoken word part, it's probably the only thing that's actually written down, because it's like a poem.
When we got together, when we were ready to do it, I just read it, and he played guitar on the first track, and then we just built on that, and then I would leave, and he would have it there at his place, and would just kind of add on and add on. And the part, one of my favorite parts in it is when he picks up the little finger piano going and the banjo going, and it's pretty hot. So but things come in, things drop out, other things come in, and it just weaves, and it's perfect. It's just for what I was doing, the different things that kind of come in and the way it kind of works, I'm real proud of it.
Improvisational music, it will surprise you. Improvisational music. It is music for music's sake. Improvisational music. It can be as simple and innocent as child's play, or as complex as can be imagined.
Well, Greg, what is your fascination with improvisational music?
That piece, that what I was doing was describing what a chance I had, something I had a chance to be a part of. It was two friends of mine, Steve and Vicki Johnson, their brother and sister. And when we met, it was like meeting the right people at the right time. I'd been just beginning to do music myself, and I realized, well, I need to find some people to jam with to become a better musician. And so when I met them, it was just perfect. He made instruments. He made my dulcimer, but he also made way more complicated, you know, electrified, strange, alien kind of things. And his life work was there in his apartment, and an old, great old piano was sitting in the corner, and the three of us would just wear ourselves out playing one evening, a weekend. Now I've got like 100 cassettes of their music, you know, with them. So,
which I'm digitizing for him, making them into CDs so they can, you know, Greg can listen to it, and they won't, you know, deteriorate or go away.
Well, that's Trenton Perry. Greg Brown is the other voice you're hearing on GLT Sound Ideas. Let's talk about the Crop Circle song.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to.
Classic.
You can't have Greg Brown in the studio and not talk about the Crop Circle song. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to Crop Circle Song, Greg Brown, Greg with two G's. Let's play a little bit of the video version of the songs. I know you re-recorded it on the show. Let's play the video version. YouTube comments alone are just amazing.
I know. They're great fun, aren't they?
You are a cult fan favorite. Here's just four of them. This is probably the coolest thing on the internet ever. How has this not become an internet sensation? Everyone should see this video. I freaking love it. How does this not have 10 million views is the question. They love you. So how did this song come to be?
Okay. I've been involved in two massive social movements in my life that have marked me, that have affected me, by being a part of the counterculture in the 60s when I was a teenager and early 20s, and then the New Age movement in the late 80s and early 90s when I was in my 40s, say. The New Age was interested in phenomena, and the crop circles were something that many people were really interested in. I still consider it a legitimate mystery. And I had been reading a couple books about. So I was backstage at an open mic. In Bloomington. It's not open anymore, Illinois Brewing Company.
Yeah.
But I strumming my dulcimer, and I was like, you know, I should write a song about crop circles. And so it took me about maybe a minute and a half. I said, well, what are they? Why are they? What do they mean? And then I said, well, there's two book titles. First one book was Harbingers of World Change, and the second book was Secrets in the Fields, and so strum, 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 and there was a song. And the next thought was, well, I should make a video of it, because I could just imagine using the images, you know, as a background. And so in about 2 minutes, I had the song and the idea for the video, and then it took me 10 years to put everything together to get it. I say, it's three questions and two book titles.
So, Trent, was it your idea to re-record the song?
Well, yeah, there's a few of his songs that we wanted to redo, like just put my own spin on and see what we could do. And there's a few others on this new one that we're going to re-record some of his old songs to.
You have a cult base even around here, right? I mean, the guys, the musicians in town just adore you. And Trent was telling me off the air that they'll try to call you up on stage, say when Sherwood Forest is playing. And what did you say? You're going to be playing Crop Circles in your next?
Oh, yeah. Next time Sherwood Forest plays, like, whenever there's an opportunity, Greg's usually there in the crowd, and we'll be like, come on, Greg, come up on stage. And then we'll jam on Crop Circle song with them.
Maybe a Sherwood Forest version on an album anytime soon?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, yeah, definitely. We could definitely record
that's
a version.
That's the one that could propel you to worldwide fame.
Absolutely.
With Greg Brown
we
as a
guest. We were thinking
of
actually being his, like, backing band, maybe, like, learning a handful of his songs, you know, just for, like, one show, and just, like, a night of Greg Brown with a full band version.
Huh. Well, I appreciate them. I mean, that means a lot to me, you know, to have a chance to be part of something like that and present a full band version of that song or whatever song.
Yeah, there's a real, you can feel the love, even if it's online or even in this room, but you can feel it, right? There's a connection there.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's important to document, like, in a way, history, I guess, you know, like someone's art and just not let it vanish. So, because his last album, you said, was recorded like 10 years ago or something?
Yes. Oh, 8.
Yeah, so Greg's written music since then, and so I just wanted to make sure those were, you know, documented and recorded.
Well, that's so cool. Trenton Perry, Greg Brown, thanks for coming in. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
On this album and whatever's to come.
Yeah, thank you very much for
having
us.
Thank you very much. Yes, great fun.
Yeah.